At this point in our service, our speaker will lead us in a meditation. What? Is that okay? And then we will sing our thoughts, our prayers. So in the interim, please welcome the Reverend Diane Blakeman. Let's give her a warm welcome.
Thank you all. I'm really excited to hear what I'm going to say today. So, basically, for the meditation, what I'd like everybody to do is just get comfortable and get quiet and get ready and join me in this experience. So, take a few deep breaths. Get yourself into position, and what I like to do is not meditate, because to me, meditating sounds like work. So what I like to do is relax, float, and align. So what I want you to do is just notice right now how your arms are, how your hands are, how your body posture is, and your feet. And then notice, why are you sitting like that? Is it the way that's most comfortable for you? Or are you purposely sitting uncomfortably because somebody told you you had to be a good meditator? That is your question for today. So what I want you to do is take your arms and shake them. You can close your eyes if you want. I like to close my eyes. That way I can just pretend that no one's staring at me. And then shake your legs, shake your hips, whatever, you know, do the hokey pokey. And so what I invite you to do, if you're more comfortable standing, sitting on the floor, just do that. Personally, I love to lay on the floor. It really bothers people, but I think it's really comfortable. So now we'll begin. So now that you're sitting the way you're naturally aligned, what I like to do is spin my body in a little figure eight. The eight as the infinity sign. And as I just kind of rock in infinity and relax my arms and just kind of look up and connect, I become still. And as I become still, I start noticing my distractions. I notice the fan. I notice the voices, the temperature, how uncomfortable it is. And instead of addressing it, I just sit with it and let it be. And notice how supported I am right now. And I see my support. The ground is supporting me. The building's supporting me. All the people that were on this land built this beautiful place for us right now, which is supporting me. My family supports me. My loved ones, you know, sending me messages, wishing me well. Those that don't wish me well because they think I'm on the wrong path, they're supporting me because they love me so much to say, keep your eyes open. And I love them for that. So what I do is I see all these ties I have to everybody that's supporting me, and I see how I have tangled our lives together into a gripping situation where I'm clawing at them for their support and they're clawing at me for support, and we're hurting each other in the process. And so I let go of that, and I just float and say, I'm supported by myself. I can sit here with my eyes closed and I'm fully supported. I no longer need the claw at others for support. I float in my radiance, and everyone floats in their radiance, and as they do that, we build a support system for each other. And that's how I want to be supported. I don't want to be supported anymore by clawing at people, begging them to help me. I will do what feels best in my heart, and I'll do that. And I'll allow them to do the same, whatever it may be in their situation. And I'll take a deep breath. And as I take a deep breath, I see the strings connecting all of us untie. And it scares me because I'm losing my grip. Then I remember I don't need it, so I let it go. And it just all floats into perfect harmony as it needs to be. And everything is falling as it is, and it's perfect. And I relax, and I take a deep breath. In this space of space is where I greet people. And what I ask myself right now, if I had one word or one to three words to say to someone entering into a new phase of their lives, because it seems like I'm constantly entering into a new phase, and it's really nice when I have those who have gone before me hold my hand and give me three words of advice. So right now, what I'd like you to do, you see that, you see your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, nephews, family members struggling in survival mode, and your waitress, everybody is somebody's kin. So see everyone as your kin. And as you see your kin struggling, entering into a situation that is a crossroads where everything matters, grab their hand in your mind and say those three words to them right now, and then let it go. And as you let it go, open your palms to the ceiling and just know that you're letting it go to be as it is to be, and that right now it's time to take care of yourself. You need meditation. Is time for self-care. So what I'm saying is I love everyone, and I want to be connected with everyone. But right now, this time is for self-care. So I take my hands and I turn them over so my palms are facing the ground. I just relax them on my legs, and I say, now it's time for me. And what three words do I want to say to me as I enter this crossroads into the new chapter? The new, it's even bigger than that. It's not even a new book. It's a new series altogether. And so as we enter that, what do we say to ourselves? So go ahead and tell yourself your three words. And I want to share with what somebody texted me and what I'm doing now when anybody ever complains or says something nice or is clawing at me. This is what I learned from Mary Sabai. She says, everything's coming together. And that just lets me relax. So take a deep breath and just let everything come together as it should be, as it is, and know that it is in the best interest of everyone, including you, including me. I wouldn't want something if it wasn't in the best interest of everybody. So what my goal is in my meditations is to take myself from despair into carpe diem. So as we leave this time of floating, I say, seize the day. Seize the moment. And thank you for being here with me. So take a deep breath. So I know a lot of you know me, but it's been a while, and what I'm doing right now is basically sharing what I call wow of now moments with people. And I've had a long series in my life of how I got to using this process, which I basically developed for myself, and we have about 15 minutes. So instead of talking to you and you listening, because I don't know about you guys, but I am tired of talking and listening. So what I thought would be fun is if we have an experience. So we'll see how this goes. So would anybody like to have an experience today with me? Okay, let's do it. So what I like to do is basically just play with the energy and energy in the room, energy in myself, and just share it. So what I'd like to do is, can somebody does anybody want to share a feeling of where they're at that they're not too excited about? Overwhelmed. Who said that, Mary?
Yeah.
Awesome. So let me write that down. So we're going to start at overwhelmed. And I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. Though you would probably remind me. And then does somebody want to yell out a feeling that they really enjoy to be at more than 50% of the time? Thankfulness. Perfect. So let's see if I can go from overwhelmed, which I don't know how to spell that. I just remembered, okay. That's overwhelming in itself to try to talk in front of a group and write down words and remember them. So it's okay. Just if I ask you your feeling, just tell it to me again. All right, so overwhelmed. There's so many times in my life where I've been absolutely, is it okay if I move over here? Okay, I didn't know if that would start screaming at me. I felt like I was kind of hidden behind this because I'm a little bit small in stature, but and I want to connect with you all fully. So, overwhelmed. I've actually been extremely overwhelmed lately because I have been creating so much miracles in my life that I'm finding I haven't prepared myself in my home to support my dream. And so what I'm finding is that's a problem. And it's really, for me to get up here and talk to you guys and commit, you know, what, a half hour of my time is not really that big of a deal, right? Anybody can stand up for a half hour and talk, right? So that's great. However, what I'm finding is I need to do self-care to respect myself enough to give myself what I need to get myself in a position to share what I have to share. And what I found before when I was overwhelmed, what I was doing was forcing myself into situations in hopes that I would get some sort of connection to make me feel better. And this is just me. Everyone's there for a different reason. So when I was trying to make myself feel better by searching for connection, I felt more lost and more alone than I had ever felt in my life. And so it's interesting that you said that, because I actually, when I was writing notes about coming here, and I wrote down the word connection, and I crossed it off. Searching for connection is actually connecting with being alone and loneliness. So what I do this is my process, or everything I came up with a process, is when I'm feeling overwhelmed and alone, what I do is I step back and I wait until I can see the beauty of the situation. And I relax and I float and I play and I watch TV and I paint and I sleep and all this stuff that my body needs, you know, having 3 meals a day, taking my medicine, drinking water. I found it just doing those things to take care of myself is a full-time job. And what I'd really like is a wife to do it all for me, because I remember back in the day, that's what happened. The wives did everything to keep the house running so that the men could shine outside the house. And so that's wonderful, right? That's a great structure of a home system. And it's actually, you can see the figure eight in it. You know, support and thriving. However, during our past, it's been abuse of the support. So the person thriving is abusing the support instead of being thankful for the support. So what I'm doing in my life is anytime anybody is helping me, even if it seems nasty, I thank them. And I just accept it in and just let it be. I don't need to convince them that they're wrong. I don't need to convince them that I'm right. I just say, I hear you and thank you. And as I do that, the people that support me are a lot nicer. And they're not yelling at me so much. And they kind of understand that I've gotten issues and I'm doing the best they can. And I appreciate them. And even though I didn't give them the information that they needed in the time that they needed it, I still appreciate whatever they are. And that's all that matters. So I don't know if we made it all the way to thankfulness, but I feel like I did. How about you, Barb? How are you feeling?
I've been having a very thankful day.
Okay. How about you, Mary? How are you feeling?
Tired.
So what Mary needs, I think I might be going out on a limb here, is a nap. So when we're feeling tired, take a nap, lay down, relax. We don't have to work from 5 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock at night and not sit down. That's not the way that's meant to be. You work for an hour or two. You take care of your body for an hour or two. You connect with your loved ones for an hour or two. Then you work for an hour. Then you just keep repeating the cycle for whatever's important. So what I guess what I want to leave you guys with is decide what's most important for you. Pick 3 things that are the most important in your life. And then write down how your time is spent during the day. And what percentage of time, energy, effort, thought, emotions do you put towards the things that are most important to you? And then what kind of energy are you giving it? Are you giving it worry and stress and fear? Are you giving it thankfulness and courage and courageousness and support? Because for a flower to grow, it needs food and water and sunshine. So what I like to do is tell people, make sure you're getting yourselves your food and your water so that when you go out in the sunshine, you can receive it. Because when I forget to take care of myself, I cannot receive the blessings from anybody or anything in the world. So what I'm doing now is my life's work, if you will. I don't know. I wouldn't really call it that. Basically, my life's practice as a philosophy that I'm working at, living by more and more, and it's actually making my life a lot brighter and happier, is I just forgot what I was talking about. Do you remember? Oh, okay. What I'm doing now is, this is really important, so just give me a minute. I'm using this process to interact, to move differently in the world than I used to. Because I'm a Taurus, and I'm a bull, and I'm a hard worker, and I can make anything happen if I put enough time, energy, and effort into it. And I can do it the best, better than anybody else, right? Does anybody else feel that way? I see a few nods. So when I do that, you know what I'm doing? I'm pushing so hard for peace and love and connection that I'm being a bully, and I'm actually pushing fear and hate and anger at everybody, and I don't even know it. So I'm trying to make them feel good, and all I'm doing is making them more anxious, when all I need to do is leave them alone and let them take a nap. So I just close my hands and just let it be. And that's all I need to do, because I focus on me and what I need right now. And so I guess right now I needed to share that with you and share my message. And what I found is when I have a memory, I'm finding that I have a memory problem, so a lot of times I forget what I'm doing, and creates a lot of anxiety, overwhelmness, despair. And so what I'm finding is, in every moment, I can pick, I can choose which way I want to lean to. So what I said when I'm feeling alone is I step back. When I'm feeling fear, I step back. I look around. I watch people move. I see that person that's yelling at me, and I look at their lives and go, yeah, they're probably pretty angry. I think I'll just let them yell at me, because it's not going to hurt me. I'm solid. I'm strong. I'm connected. I'm whole. And they're struggling. So I just say, everything's coming together, and that's all I need to leave it with. So, with that, yeah, I guess. I hate telling the story about what's going on with me, but everybody always wants me to talk about that, so it's irrelevant. How I got here and where I'm going is irrelevant. All that matters is that I'm here with you guys right now, and I'm really excited for that. But just so you know, if you want to connect with me again in the future, we have so many life changes going on that it is a whirlwind of being overwhelmed. Since April, we decided to buy a place. We went to spring break in April. And we went to Costa Rica, and we decided to buy an inn, which is basically it's a home that has 6 units we can rent so that we can have a community, you know, community come and commune with us. We have this home. We have this location. It's almost like a retreat center. It's across the street from the beach. So we have that going on. My fiancé had decided last August, a year ago, that he wanted to be a dive. We started diving, scuba diving. He loves it. He's more happy on a boat than anyone. I personally hate being on a boat, but I love being under the water. So he started taking classes and everything, and now he's a dive master, and he got a job in Costa Rica, so his job will be meeting travelers, taking them out on a boat, taking them scuba diving, rough life, right? So he'll be doing that. And then I've also started basically what I call a Wow of Now community. And it's called Wow of Now. And it's basically how I remember it. I wanted something that no one knows what it means. And that whenever I say it, I can remember my message. Because what better brand than that, than something that tells you what you're talking about? So I like to remember that in every now moment, there's basically a wow message, a mind-blowing message that I'm not seeing. So I step back and I just look around and look at all the blessings and all the beauty and just take it all in. And that is the Wow of Now teachings. So I have a group of other people that have different messages, and we do workshops, we travel around speaking and stuff like that. What? I did say I was getting married. Oh, I didn't? Okay, I'm sorry. And more importantly, I'm having a union celebration with my loved fiance as we're starting to embark on this new life together. So we are having a celebration next Saturday, right? August 11th. I don't know, just the bride. So, you guys are more than welcome. We are planning a wedding, but we didn't send out invitations. So talk about being overwhelmed, right? So we're just inviting people that we love as much as we can. And we have a place that will hold so many people, and we're hoping to fill it. So if you're feeling inspired and you want to share the weekend with us, just get into contact with us. And I think Jason has, he'll have an email list if you want to, more information, or if you want to join the Wow of Now tribe, you can contact us, and we have some materials for sale. Anything else? All right, thank you guys for listening.